you for calling Analytic LLC. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. For customer service, please press 1 now. Thank you.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Good morning, Analytic. This is Andrew. How may I help you?
Hi, good morning, Andrew. Is Tony available by chance?
He's actually out of the office for the rest of the week at his son's wedding.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's awesome. Is there any way I could leave a voicemail message or leave some information with you? Or?
Yeah, you can leave information with me.
Great.
Make sure he gets it.
I appreciate that. My name's Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H, and I've had a couple conversations with him since May, going back and forth, that he was looking to bring on some equipment. I'm from the Bank of Cardiff, so I just wanted to remain in contact with him and see if that was something that he may still...
Bank of Cardiff?
Yes, C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Yep, just like the city in England.
You got... You're one of the few people that actually... We know what that is.
I'm a soccer fan, so
yeah, me too.
I watch football, so I'm a Chelsea supporter, so I know where Cardiff is.
Right on, right on.
And I'm also an African historian / British historian, so.
Oh, wow. Very cool, very cool. Just wanted to follow up with them. The last time we had spoken, he was looking at a couple different options to bring on equipment. I'm not sure if you guys had already done that yet, but
okay.
I just wanted to remain in contact.
Okay. Yeah, I'll pass on the information, and I'll have him call you back on Monday morning. Do you have a number I can have him reach you at?
Yeah, let me give you my direct dial so he doesn't have to mess around with our phone tree and get lost.
Okay.
It's pretty confusing. He can reach me directly at
858-779-0426. Okay, I've got that.
So do you follow the U.S. soccer team at all?
I do a little bit. I mean, I'm an Italian American, so I root for Italy usually on
gotcha.
The international scene. But I've been
gotcha.
Watching America. I mean, they as a football supporter, they've been getting better.
They have definitely. It's just
it's exciting to see us be able to play against teams. I mean, we're not going to go and beat Brazil in a tournament. But
no.
Stay on the field with Brazil and not get played off the field is what our goal should be at the moment,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
These countries, that's their number one sport. We're
yeah.
looking at our number four sport. So obviously, we're not going to have the athletes other countries have. So
it's not
going to be. It's a work in progress. I personally like Jurgen Klinsmann. I think we should take. I don't like MLS's not doing relegation and promotion because I think that is not good.
Right.
And I think changing that and changing – he's come in and he's changed the whole culture of United States football, and I think that has been helpful. A lot of people don't like him, but
yeah.
I kind of like him, and I don't think we have any options for getting a better coach. So,
what did you think of Bradley as a coach?
He was pretty good. I mean, we did well with him. It's
yeah.
just – I mean, at this point, I don't think he was – It's United States football. We need a big name, and
yeah.
but he was. He's not Bob Bradley. He's not a big name. So
true,
but
very true.
It's I like Jurgen Klinsmann, and I mean he's a German American. He's excited. I like how he plays football, and he knows football. He coached
yes.
Bayern Munich. He coached Germany. He's played. He's won every trophy you could win, really. So
yeah, he coached
he
the German
football.
First Division. The guy knows
yeah.
what he's doing, you know?
Yeah,
yeah,
he coached Bayern Munich and won trophies with Bayern Munich. He almost won the World Cup with Germany, so...
Yeah.
It's just, we don't have the talent, but we're developing the talent. Like that Christian Pulisic kid.
Yeah,
that,
isn't it like the 17-year-old kid or something?
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's exciting.
He's exciting to watch. I mean, I don't watch German football, but I'll turn on the games if they're on to watch
mm-hmm.
him because he's exciting. He's scoring like every game now, too.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I still think we need a consistent striker who scores
yeah.
all the time and isn't 35 years old like Clint Dempsey.
What about Altidore?
He's been playing better, but he's so inconsistent. It's just...
True.
It's like he's playing good, and then he's terrible. He'll transfer to like a better club, and then he won't get on the pitch, and then his game for America...
goes downhill.
It goes downhill because he's not playing. So
right. I mean, but he'll get these hot streaks like being in a tournament, and you know he'll score every game or score one or two goals a game. And
that's the thing. He's just so unreliable. He's so unreliable. I wish he was more reliable. I wish Charlie Davies never got hurt, never got in that car accident when he was young. It was like 4 or 5 years ago now. Because I thought he had the talent to be really good because he was playing consistently and playing well, and I liked how he played the striker position.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that injury just really derailed him. I mean, we've got some young kids. We've got some kids that are coming up, so we'll see where it goes. But
it'll be interesting to see how the World Cup pans out next year.
We'll see if it'll be interesting to see if Jurgen Klinsmann, if Landon Donovan starts playing well again.
That's right.
Klinsmann calls him up after forgoing him on the World Cup.
I saw that he just came out of retirement, and there was a big article about that because they said that Klinsmann didn't really reach out to him or anything when he came back from retirement. So it'd be interesting to see if they kind of have a not necessarily the best relationship anyway.
No, they don't. They don't really like each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that has to also something to do with when you're because Landon played. I think it was for Bayern Munich when Jurgen was the coach.
Mm-hmm.
He played for Bayern Munich. I don't remember if it was when he was a coach or not.
Right.
But I think Jurgen made some comments that Landon didn't like when he was playing in Germany.
Okay, so ever since that point.
I think they have a history. It's not just like something that's recently because he didn't want him. He said he was too old. Mm-hmm. I think it was something more
deep-seated.
I think it was something more than that.
That would make sense. That would make sense.
They don't like each other. That's what it comes down to. So I don't see Landon Donovan getting called up again unless he scores every single game. And then I don't think you cannot call him up because if he's scoring every game.
Yeah, it would be stupid not to. Yeah.
So it's like, I love Chelsea, but Frank Lampard's scoring all this time. England can't buy a win. Call up Frank Lampard. He's 38. He might be better than those 24-year-olds.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Probably not, but.
if someone's hot, you gotta go with the hot hand.
Oh yeah. I mean, one of the issues. I mean, not everybody likes John Terry, but one of the major issues with England's defense is they didn't have John Terry for 4 years. They do better with John Terry as a center back than who they have, even though John Terry's over the hill and old and hurt now. So who knows?
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
Gonna go.
I could talk soccer with you all day. I don't want to keep you. You know, it's funny. I played soccer all my life. I played for a team that represented the United States when I was 13 years old and played over in Asia for a summer.
Oh, nice. Like Olympic development?
Yeah, yeah.
Under
14.
Yep. Yeah, I've grown up playing soccer my entire life, too, until I got older. I mean, I was in West Virginia in graduate school, and that's when the last time I played. I broke my toe, and I was like, I'm not playing right now. And I moved back home, and nobody plays, so.
Yeah. The last time I played, I was when I was still going to San Diego State, and I was on an indoor team.
And
it actually tore my knees up, and after that, I couldn't do it anymore.
As you get older, it's just too hard.
And I couldn't compete the way that I wanted to, too, so that was kind of disappointing as well.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing like that. I actually coached when I was in high school. I actually helped coach the modified team.
Nice.
And the manager, the coach, the head coach of the team, he actually had a full ride to Ohio State.
Ooh.
And he tore his ACL like really, really badly celebrating a goal.
Oh.
He lost his scholarship, and so nobody was allowed to celebrate at all when we scored.
That is, like, the worst story I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, he was depressing. Really good, too. Like, that full ride, everything.
Wow.
Lost it all because he celebrated too much when he scored a goal and hurt himself.
That's crazy. That.
I had another friend that I grew up with. He was playing in, I think he was playing on a League One team.
Mm-hmm.
On, like, a reserve team in England. And they were training against Arsenal, like a training match. And Gael Clichy... Gael Clichy or Gabriel Clichy, whatever his name is, from the Arsenal former Arsenal left back, now plays for Manchester City.
Uh-huh.
He slid tackle him and messed up his knee. The kid never got to play. Could never play soccer again.
Jesus, that's terrible.
Like, I mean, it stinks because I can never play. But I have that story that Gael Clichy, who's a really well known left back and plays on the France national team and makes millions of dollars, ended my career.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but it's an interesting story.
Yeah. But hey, it was great talking with you today.
Yeah, it was great talking with you, Zach.
Yeah,
I could, like you said, I could talk soccer all day. It wouldn't be a good thing. My boss would be like, Tony would get back and be like, "Wait, you talked to Zach for how long?"
Yeah, my manager's looking at me right now, like, going, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, exactly. I know that feeling.
But yeah, if you could pass that message along to Tony, I'd greatly appreciate it, and maybe we'll get to talk some soccer again in the future.
Yeah, hopefully that'd be awesome.
All right, hey,
have a great day.
Yeah, have a great weekend, man. Take care.
Oh, you too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye bye.